I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
You really can't make this up. The Tory MP, Natalie Elphick, has just defected to Keir Starmer's Labour Party. And some of you might be going, who the hell is that anyway? If you want the general gist of her politics, think Jacob Rees-Mogg or Priti Patel. Not an exaggeration, that's what we're talking about. Now, the Conservative hard Brexiteer Steve Baker, who's probably quite amused by it, tweets, I've been searching in vain for a Conservative MP who thinks themselves to the right of Natty Elphick. One just quit. I didn't realise there was any room to her right. How very droll. Now, he's not exaggerating there. For those who think politics is a football team where you just cheer blindly and substance is irrelevant, where you win for the sake of it and hope that by declaring yourself to be on the winning side, you get some reflected glory, then this is a great moment. You see, conventional wisdom goes like this. When a political party gains defections from their main rival, that's seen as a political coup. It shows they're going to win. It shows which way the wind's blowing. It shows, frankly, opponents have just given up. Personally, I think it's an indictment of the health of our democratic system, partly because the electorate has almost always voted for a candidate on the basis of which political party they're a member of, and so it goes against their wishes, partly because it shows the difference between the main parties has diminished so much that politicians can seamlessly glide between them without a care in the world. But the thing is, it's not like we're talking about a kind of Tory so-called wet here. This is one of the most right-wing Conservative MPs there is. Let's just consider who she is. She's someone who cut her political teeth scaremongering about migrants and refugees. When will the left admit this is no refugee crisis, but simply illegal immigration? Headlined a Daily Mail article she penned in 2022. Don't trust Labour on immigration. They really want open borders, warns Natalie Elphick. Screeches one of her Daily Express articles just last year. Do you think she's just changed her mind here? Had a sudden eureka moment where she's realised the errors of her ways? No, she just no longer believes Labour stands in the way of this sort of bile. She's someone who's voted against abortion rights. She went for the iconic England player Marcus Rashford over his campaign against child poverty, saying he should have spent more time perfecting his game rather than playing politics after he missed a penalty in the Euro 2020 final. Just gruesome. In any case, completely hypocritical, because she had a second job at the time. She was heckled by union members at a local protest in support of sacked P&O staff. Let's just have a listen to that, by the way. Now, they were angry because Natalie Elphick, in their view, opportunistically tried to piggyback on these local protests for political gain, despite having voted against the banning of bullying, fire and rehire tactics of the Conservative Party, of course, failing to take a stand against those sorts of pro-boss, anti-worker policies. She then did a speech denouncing so-called militant unionism because those trade unionists had the temerity to hold her to account. No wonder then that her local Labour Party at the end of 2021 tweeted out, is Miss Elphick Kent's worst MP? That, just so you know, is the local party she's just joined. It gets so much worse. You're probably wondering how. How can it get worse? There's still room for it. Now, Elphick was suspended from Parliament for trying to influence a judge presiding over the trial of a former husband, himself, former Conservative MP, who was convicted of 3 counts of sexual assault. After his conviction, she claimed he'd merely been punished for being attractive and attracted to women. Remember that the next time Keir Starmer is presented as some man of integrity. Indeed, he tweeted out to this person, welcome Natalie Elphick, Labour's new MP for Dover and Deal. I'm proud to lead a changed Labour Party that is back in the service of working people. Sorry. In her parting statement, she lauded Boris Johnson's Conservative Party of 2019 for occupying the centre ground, suggesting that's where Starmer's moved to. Elphick, in other words, believes that Keir Starmer is the true inheritor of the mantle of Boris Johnson. Now, it's worth remembering that Keir Starmer, in his leadership campaign, presented himself as a pro-migrant champion when he wanted to win the votes of Labour members. Let's just listen back to what he said back then.
I think Conservatives have created this hostile environment, whether it's Windrush, whether it's the general response to immigration, or whether it's just the way the Home Office make their decisions. It's based on this idea that somebody's trying to cheat rather than actually based on an open, welcoming environment. I think we should welcome people wherever they come from, thank them for their contribution, and see them as part of our families, our communities, and our society, and embrace that. I mean, London is an amazingly diverse and fantastic place for it, and the whole United Kingdom is better because of immigration. And I think, if I'm honest, the Labour Party has been a bit scared of making the positive case for immigration for quite a number of years. And I think we need to turn that round and broaden it out and make sure that people feel absolutely welcome here.
Now he welcomes in one of the most migrant-bashing Tory MPs with open arms. What does this say?
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Well, it's been long clear, except to the pathologically delusional or dishonest, that Keir Starmer ran the most deceitful campaign for the leadership of any political party in British history. He ran on nationalisation, taxing the rich, abolishing tuition fees, massive investment, being pro-migrant, ending NHS privatisation, a foreign policy based on human rights, we could go on. Instead, he's now reversed all of that and has a right-wing Tory MP defecting to his party and lauding him as a political bedfellow. Now, my own view is this underlines how Starmerism will unravel. The next election is in the bag for Keir Starmer and the Labour Party because the Tories have destroyed themselves. He will win big, almost certainly. But this is a man who believes in nothing meaningful. His political project has no principles and no soul. He abandoned his leadership pledges, then he abandoned the subsequent pledges he made, like his flagship £28 billion a year green investment fund. The last distinctive policy offer still standing was on workers' rights. Well, let's just read what Sharon Graham, General Secretary of Trade Union Unite, has had to say today, conveniently timed. Labour's draft new deal for workers is now unrecognisable, is the heading of her press release. Responding to the recent new deal documents, that's the new deal for working people package, which has been gutted, sent to the trade unions by the Labour Party, the leader of Unite, Sharon Graham, says, it looks like all the warnings Unite made earlier about the danger of Labour rowing back on its pledges for the new deal for workers have been proved right. This new Labour document on the new deal, issued to the unions on Monday, is a rowback on a rowback. It is totally unrecognisable from original proposals produced with the unions. Unrecognisable. Workers will see through this and mark this retreat after retreat as a betrayal. This new document is turning what was a real new deal for workers into a charter for bad bosses. Labour don't want a law against fine rehire, and they're effectively ripping up the promise of legislation on a new deal for workers in its first 100 days. Instead, we have codes of conduct and pledges of consultation with big business. Likewise, the proposal to legislate against zero-hour contracts is watered down to almost nothing. In truth, this new document is not worthy of discussion. All unions must now demand that Labour changes course and puts the original New Deal for Workers back on the table. Oh dear, oh dear. There's nothing left. Nothing distinctive Labour's offering at all. It's not even like 1997 when they had things like, I don't know, the minimum wage, where they did promise public investment after 2 years, where they did have ending the NHS internal market, a windfall tax on privatised utilities, devolution. We could go on. They even have that. Now, Labour think, well, why does it matter? The Tories have destroyed themselves. The election is in the bag. Well, because this country is a mess. It's a state. And yet Labour have committed to a Tory fiscal rule, which means, in practice, combined with their promise not to increase tax on the rich, that no new investment is in the offing to fix the country's multiple problems. So people are just going to be jubilant. Yeah, I think a lot of people will be jubilant the day the Tories are gone, because the Tories have wrecked the country. The problem is, after a year or two, a lot of voters are going to go, what's the difference exactly? In last week's elections, the Greens and left-wing independents surged, and that's despite people being desperate to get rid of the Conservatives, and Starmer now even before he's Prime Minister. That's the point. You see, Tony Blair, before 1997, he was actually really popular. I think that was unfortunate, but that was the time in which, you know, Britain was. It was a sign of the times. Keir Starmer's not Prime Minister, and he's already angering people with his policies, so indeed lack of them. Indeed, unlike Blair in 1997, Starmer's poll ratings are bad before he's even in power. He's only becoming Prime Minister because Labour, for Freudian slip, the Tory party are so shit. Now, let's just listen to Starmer's allies and what they think of those disillusioned with Labour's dire politics and refusal to offer an alternative to the Tories, shall we?
I mean, a lot of these people are now leaving, quitting the Labour Party. They see that Starmer and his changed Labour Party and what he's about is here to stay. They can no longer attempt to overturn it. And I think it's significant also for the Green Party. The Green Party is becoming a dustbin, a bit of a repository, not only for climate activists, but for disgruntled hard leftists leaving the Labour Party and some fairly unpleasant hardline Free Palestine activists as well.
Lord Peter Mandelson there. That really is perfect. Labour thinks that if you're a right-wing Tory with toxic views, you're welcome. Make yourself at home. Angry with Labour, though, because it won't tax the rich to invest in our collapsing public services. They won't bring our utilities and services back into public ownership. They won't properly tackle the climate emergency. Or they won't, I don't know, consistently oppose the mass slaughter of Palestinian children and other innocents by Israel. Well, Labour thinks you're trash. That's what they think of you. If you believe in a genuine alternative to the Tories, the people running the Labour Party think you're either stupid or trash. Why vote for people who have that amount of contempt for you? Some might respond, well, we need to get rid of the Tories. Guys, there's more chance of Keir Starmer finding some principles than the Tories winning the next election, by which I mean less than zero. You can and should vote according to your conscience. Because if people don't vote for the Greens or Independents where it's appropriate, Labour will just conclude the only pressure on them comes from the right anyway. They can just ignore the left. And they will march ever more in that direction. It is up to you. Vote Labour and get a right-wing nightmare with no real difference to what you already have. Vote Green or Independent and force them to listen to you. If you don't, then the future belongs to people who think right-wing Tory MP Natalie Elphick is where our politics should be. Is that really what you want? Please like and subscribe. Do leave your comments. Love to hear them on this. Do share. Help us take on the establishment media. Patreon.com/OJ84. Listen to the podcast. I'll speak to you soon.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.